Three of us actually grew up together playing bluegrass around Southern California. We started playing about the same time. And every now and then we like to play songs like we used to. We spent many a night around a campfire at the age of 11 and 12. And doing this, only without microphones.
Allow us to invite you into a picture of our memories. I'm sorry.
You know, you pay $7 for a pic and you think it's not going to get scratchy on you, but it does.
Is playing out of tune qualify as art?
It does if you mean.
Does you mean? That's right. It's very intentional. And my A string is flat.
I heard a great story about Miles Davis the other day. He was recording in the studio, apparently played a wrong note, or one of his notes was really out of tune. And he had left the studio for some reason while they were listening back, and the other musicians heard it, and nobody wanted to be the one to tell him that that he played a bad note. And he eventually came back into the studio, and somebody had conjured up the courage to mention something, and they played it, and they said, "Miles, I just listened to this. There's something a little weird, but we're not sure who it is, what's going on, but something's weird in this take." And it was, you know, blatantly, obviously, just a bad out of tune note. He listened to it and just kind of looked at his bandmate and just said, "Weird." This song is called Big Scioto. We think it's a river.